Welcome to another inspiring message from the Cornerstone Church Enugu.
Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, you are our champion forever. We are on the winning side. We are on the side that has victory. We are on top of the food chain of life. We are not disadvantaged. Father, we say thank you. Lord Jesus, we say thank you. Lord, we see you. We see you. You are always at work in our lives. Father, we say thank you. We cannot thank you enough. Father, we say thank you. Be thou exalted forever. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we worship you forever. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Please let's be seated. So, I need to give you small gist before we start. Praise the Lord. So, JJ, I was just sitting down and I said, okay, brother Yinka, you take the word today. So, I was there feeling like, no problem. What's there? We'll just share the word of God. Until they now were. Elder John, when I invited pastor, me that almost did not tell my wife. I said, let me just JJ come. Oh. I just come my own JJ. Elder John, whoa. It's Bishop Edepa we invite for you. how can your lecturer, your pastor, your father come and say, I mean, what's all this? I don't know. Elder John, oh Jesus, I don't know what to say. Praise God. But, so, as you're looking at me, it's not me you are seeing, because I can't pray. It's the Holy Spirit that has to do it. And when the Holy Spirit does take it, praise God. I will read scripture to you people, Taya. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 to 27. Praise God. Amen. God is here. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, they were asking me what's the title. I said, I don't know. They now say, I must say that. I said, Jesus is the answer. Praise the Lord. That's a good title. Jesus is always the answer. Praise the Lord. One guy wrote it in exam. I don't know what he got in the exam, but he wrote it. Praise the Lord. All right. So, what I want to talk about is there are a lot of thoughts that have been in my mind, and I just thought, okay, one of the reasons why we as Christians, we don't enjoy the advantages that we have in Christ is that we do not, in quotes, we don't walk in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. The Bible says if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. And, you know, I listened to many interpretations of that scripture. And one that came, that not interpretation, I listened to quite a number of people talking about it. And the best way I will put it is that if you are in the Spirit, it's a passive being. It's like if you are a human being. You are a human being already, right? You are a human being. If you like, be an active human being. If you like, be a dull human being. You are a human being. He said, but let us also what? Walk in the Spirit. Let us be active in being spiritual beings. Let us be, because otherwise, you are at a disadvantage. Praise the Lord. You cannot win in the flesh. It's difficult. What is quarreling you in the flesh is more than you. Praise the Lord. Once you are a Christian and you decide to be in the flesh, you are automatically at a disadvantage. You are just at a disadvantage. You can't help it. You'll be struggling. You have the same struggles as people have. And you will not be at peace. Praise the Lord. So I thought about it quite a number of things. And, you know, I just want to try to bring a few words that I think will exhort us and help us to begin to walk in this way. As I thought about it, many scriptures were in my mind. And while I was meditating, I just saw that this Romans chapter 8, it captured a lot of the thoughts I had in my mind. Praise the Lord. So like I said, we are going to read verse 1 to 27. We're not going to read Bible tire. Not be sure, should we? Praise the Lord. And I hope that I'll be able to bring some other scriptures. 1 Corinthians. Let me first go to that place. Chapter 15 and verse 19. And that scripture says, if in this life we have hope in Christ, that is, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. Praise the Lord. And you see that misery at work in many places. If all of what we are holding on to Jesus Christ for is that, so that things will be better for me in this life, so that I'll have money, so that I'll be comfortable. If that is all, if that is why you are a Christian, look, misery is knocking on your door. Because you see, the purposes of God in life, including in your own life, they are eternal purposes. Praise the Lord. What God is building is more than you and is more than me. So in the midst of everything, you are doing your own regular hustle. But you are a component of what God is building, and it's a massive thing. All Abraham had to do was give birth to the son of promise, that is Isaac. It was a small component of what God is building. The final man God was building, his name was Jesus Christ, praise the Lord. And he's building that Christ into all of us. The work is a continuous work. What God is doing even on this earth is an eternal work. It's a big thing because we are candidates for another place. So part of what God is doing is that he's qualifying you as a candidate for where he's taking you to. And see, I may not know what we are going to be doing in heaven, but it's active again. It's not that once we just reach heaven, everybody could just sleep. We could say, Alpha now, my guy, Alpha. We don't come heaven, no. We don't do nothing. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. We'll be walking around, eating something. No. If you read that parable that Jesus gave, he said that you have done well with this thing. He said, go and manage these cities. So, you know the way they... You want to get a join a company, they'll do interview for you. Praise the Lord. Your interview is ongoing now. Praise God. You know, some people say, gate man in heaven. My brother, now waiting to qualify rich, now I made them make you gate man. And the test is ongoing. If you are behaving gate man behavior on earth, when you reach heaven, Jesus say, I like you, you are my guy, but guy man, stay gate. Praise the Lord. There's an ongoing building that is going on. God is doing something that is extraordinary, and you cannot be a part of it except you are walking in this way. That is, you are paying attention actively to what God is trying to build into your life and is building into your environment. Look, by yourself, you are nothing that happened, you are just there. That's why I've learned, when I see big people, look, they are not so special anymore. They are in the places that God placed them. Right? One way or the other, God qualified this guy. I said, even though your name is Dangote, I need you to help these Nigerians now. There's nothing Dangote did that is special that put him there. Dangote is just that man. Right? So everybody, it's God that is qualifying you. You have to actively stay in the place of qualification. There are certain races you can't run. Say, my brother, they run. And as they run, they make money. You start running. My brother, you go wound. You have to look for where God placed you and be in that place actively. See, if God said, all I want you to be doing is wake up in the morning and be like this. If you get that revelation, you are a made man. You are so made, it's unbelievable. You are so made, you can't imagine the madeness of the maiden. My wife will deal with me later. She's the one that corrects my English. You are made beyond human imagination. So all this one, we are just running up and down, running up and down. Say the answer is in the abroad.
Well, it's you that knows. Praise God.
So what I'm trying to say is that we have to look for a way to engage with what the Spirit of God is doing in our lives and what He's doing in our environment. Sometimes you switch on your TV and you're listening to a preacher preaching. Say, this is what our pastor preached to. And then he's preaching the same thing. That's what God is doing in the environment at that time. Pay attention. You receive instructions that will make your life active. And you know, when there's spiritual activity going on in your life, it may not show anything in the physical. Recently, I heard two guys, they were preaching. It was very interesting. I was blessed by what they were saying. And they said that two different preachers, one, his own message was old. The other one was more recent. He was preaching in somewhere in Zambia. And he said that one of the ways that God begins to put spiritual responsibility on you is that you feel a burden to pray. That's an example. Because if you just say, walk in the spirit, it can be abstract. Amen? It can be abstract. But then, one of those things is that you pray as a Christian. It's your assignment. I've always said to myself, okay, what's God calling upon my life? I don't know. I'm not sure. I've not heard it. Nobody has told me. Bros, pray. You are in the way. See, what God assignment God has given every Christian is to pray. That's number one. So if you are not sure or you are confused, start from the place of prayer. And once you start praying, God will start to give you burdens. You will start having to pray for random people. Some of them, you don't know them. God, just wake up. Pray for Kim Kardashian. That's a joke. But look. On a more serious note, I don't know what's going on. God may say, I need this Kim Kardashian in heaven. Get everything I want you to do. The grandfather was a born again. The guy is disturbing me every year. He's saying, Jesus, I beg now. Don't let my children lost. I beg now. Say, okay, no problem. Let me call one Nigerian guy. Those guys know how to pray. Let them pray for her. If they don't pray, that's all. You just wake up one day. If you see Kim Kardashian in your dream, it's not marriage, it's prayer. And that's not the speck of your wife. God is just saying, man, this girl needs help. Praise God. So, that's one of those things that happens. There's a burden. It's an example of walking in the spirit. And once that burden drops, right, as much as you can, act on it. Because if you don't, in the beginning, God said, my spirit is not fighting with any man anymore. It is those that are willing and are obedient that will eat the good of the land. So, you want to be in a place of willingness, whereby, once you feel the burden to pray, please, go and pray. If you pray that one, God will say, nice one. Then, He will give you another one. If you pray that one, He'll say, nice one. Then He'll give you another one. Let me bust your bubble. This world where we come soon. There's no corn chop here. Now, I can't walk with it. While we are walking, you'll be chopping. Praise the Lord. While you are walking, you'll be doing what? Please, if you think that, so all I'm just going for in this life is let me just have money and then realize. If you realize, man, they'll say, thou fool, tomorrow you come. So forget realization. Don't relax anything. You must be constantly engaged in spiritual activities. You must do your portion. If you are not doing it, you are not causing the body to progress the way it's supposed to be. That is, the Church of Jesus Christ is not moving forward, yet you are complaining. That's why I'm afraid to complain, even about spiritual things sometimes. Maybe I'm the problem. You are not complaining. God will not hear. He said, but you are the problem. Let me give you one knock on the head. And trust me, you don't want God to knock you on the head. You want to be in that place. And it's not something you do just today and rest. 10 years from now, you'll still be doing it. Maybe from the place of prayer, God calls you to another place. 20 years from now, I can assure you, you'll still be spiritually active. After that, you'll be spiritually active again. Like 30 years from now. 50 years from now, if you are still alive, you go day there. 100 years if you are alive, my brother, you go pray tire. But you will not be tired. Say amen, somebody. Because if you have not asked yourself, I've asked myself, okay, now we have energy, so we are hustling. We are running, we are doing all of these things. What if when we get to the place where that energy is not there anymore? Or even if it's there, you are not getting invitations, you are not engaged in the workplace, you can't do that. What's left for you to do? There's an assignment that God leaves for us continuously. It's that spiritual activity. You have to continue there. It's not that when you are now 80 years old, you say, I've lived my life. Let me now become a prayer warrior. No. They are not looking for your prayer. You know, go walk. Praise the Lord. And that's just one. You have to activate yourself as a spiritual person so that your life will be full. Everything that God gives to us is deposited in the spiritual realm. Right? Everything. Everything. In heavenly places. Is yours. I heard testimony of a man of God. He said somebody told him, I think it was Bill Winston. He said somebody told him, your car is in, I've forgotten that scripture. One scripture like that. And he started reading that scripture. That's where his aeroplane, rather. His aircraft. And he took that scripture and he took it. You know what? That was the code to download the aircraft. Otherwise, the aircraft would be there. I heard the story of one man of God. Maybe somebody prophesied to him or something. Or he was praying by himself for a kind of car, maybe a Rolls Royce. I can't remember. And he said he prayed to a point. He said, by this time, God will give me the car, change the house, car. When he reached that place, car didn't show. The man was not happy. And he was confessing. He said, my car cometh. In Jesus' name, my car come. He was prophesying. The day he was expecting, car didn't come. Praise the Lord. The man was not happy. Big man of God was not happy. Then, one day he had an experience. I said, God, how far now? I did everything for that car. Why didn't he show? You promised him. You said. God said, no, you stopped. He said, you should have continued. So if you had continued, you would have. The man said, hey, can I continue? I said, continue. He continued, and the vehicle showed up. Praise God. But again, remember, we are not about vehicles. See, one of the things you find out, if you ever watch those Yoruba movies, you see those babas, they will do juju for you. Hey, lele, bobo. Hey, lele, bobo. You have car. You have house. You have 27 wives. Amen? You have $1 billion. But they themselves will never. Why don't they put themselves there? Why? Because they understand that there are some things that carry greater value than these things. So those are the things that they are pursuing after. As Christians, we must actively pursue after spiritual things. We must pursue to engage with the Spirit of God. We must strive to walk in the place that God has put us. You can't be a Christian by mouth. It is a risk. You must be able to be in an aircraft that has a threat of crashing. And you will know in your mind. You will receive a word. And you will say confidently that it will not crash. It's because at that point you are spiritually sensitive. If not, my brother, when you first of all say, I'm a man of God, I'm not afraid, Jesus is the answer. You're not saying, in Jesus' name, this man will not cry. Meanwhile, the Muslim, the man will wear turban beside you, saying, Jesus! You'll be laughing at him. Say this one. When the plane, my brother, you will join them. You say, only Jesus, my master. Because the matter is now rough. But if you have received a word of confidence, if the Lord drops a scripture in your heart, that scripture has a way of holding you strong like this. You say, make I sleep small. Praise God. They woke up Jesus and said, Baba, don't you care that we're about to perish? Jesus had an assurance in the spirit. He knew. He said, who burn boat? Who burn what? He said, remove the boat. Let all of us be floating on the water. We still will not. What's all that? You can have that type of assurance, right, from sitting before the Lord and receiving what he has for you. You won't worry.
Not to now talk of your worrying about money.
You can't worry about money. Is always command.
See, if you have it, you have it. If you not have it, if you like sacrifice yourself, you still will not have it. You'll be poor in this. When you die, you reach there, you'll still be poor.
But if God commands it towards you, small thing like this,
you will know. You yourself will know. It can't be my work that is bringing this money. Praise the Lord. All right, let's read scripture so that I'll be sure that we're in the spirit. Amen. Praise God. Therefore, there's now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Because, you know, there's an assurance you have to receive, praise God, that you are now a Christian. See, when we first got born again, we were not sure. The first time you're born again like this, after you don't work, you don't enter jungle, you have robbed yourself inside all types of nonsense. When you come into the spirit, you find out that to a certain, when you become born again, you will, you know, there's a certainty, you know, except you have what I choose to call a spiritual encounter. That is, maybe you are one of those. I remember when my younger brother got born again. My younger brother was a wild nigga. Jesus is the answer. See, my younger brother was wild. So because of that, on the street, they used to say I'm a good boy. People on the street used to greet me. Because if my younger brother is moving, it's like gangster is coming. So when he has not gone, me, I will now come. They say, hey, my brother, they'll be greeting me. Because gangster don't pass. Praise God. So I was a good boy because of him. Then one day, my mother took him to one program those days. In Ibadan, faith clinic. By one man of God, it was a divine. And when he got there, now, you know, they managed to carry wild boy. When I say wild, I mean wild. Right? They carry wild boy, go shush. It was a night meeting. By the time he came back the following morning, he had had an encounter. I didn't go. So, whether it was my mother or him that was telling him that he got to a point, the boy stood up. It was pointing at what. To cut a long story short, he became born again. He met the Lord there. From that time, the change was drastic. Now, not all of us have that experience. Many times you are in a place where you are just there feeling like, okay, I need to come. I need to give my life to Christ. Maybe it's just normal and say, let me give my life to Jesus, right? If you give your life to Jesus and you stay there, you still will not be sure. Praise the Lord. But the moment you begin to take activities, you begin to engage in what is called a walking in the spirit, you begin to pray on a regular basis, you begin to read your Bible, then what happens is you begin to receive an assurance of the spirit within you that you are a child of God and that heaven is moving on your behalf. Praise the Lord. And you need heaven to move on your behalf. Amen. Praise God. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Praise the Lord. It says, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Praise the Lord. So you see, there are things the Lord is trying to do in your life, in you, through you, that cannot be done, again, like I said earlier, except you engage in spiritual activities. And I like that phrase I use, spiritual activities. And what are they? We know some of them. Praise God. In fact, we know almost all of them. We pray, right? We pray regularly. Number two, we read the Bible. Right? Yes, you fast. You go to church. You go church tire. Go to church all the time. Do you understand? You listen to scriptures, messages, right? You are just there always doing those things. All of those things, you putting yourself at the exposure of those things, you begin to receive the counsel of God. Both the one that God will speak to you, the one you see in the scripture, the one you hear on TV. See, it will be like God is showing up for you on every side. Then you have a confidence that things are working for you. I remember one time, this scripture came alive to me, that the lines are falling for me in pleasant places. Look, every morning I wake up like this. It's almost like as I'm waking up, the scripture just dropped in my heart. I just say the lines are falling for me in pleasant places. Every single day, the lines fell for me in super pleasant places. Because what? It was the word of God. Let me tell you something about being in the spirit, about the spiritual realm. The spiritual realm is real. It's tangible. But it's not tangible to us because we live in this body. Right?
For example, if you count the people, all of us here now, maybe we are 200 people. But are those all the beings that are inside here? The answer is no. But can you see any of the other people? No, you cannot see them. So how do you now connect with them? Right? Or how do you have spiritual impact? Right? Because you can't push them. You can't make them do. That is why that scripture says, it says, with the heart man believes, with the mouth confession is made unto what? Salvation. Because you see, the things of this earth, God that created the whole earth, He coded everything. Right? He put codes in them. Now those codes, which is why scripture is very important to you, as a spiritual activity, those codes are voice activated. But those things, they recognize only the code. It's like if you ask those people who program things, when they program it, they put 1 + 7 + 1 is equal to something. If you don't put that same code, it's just like your phone. You take your phone, you put your password, you lock it. If anybody does not put that password, it can never enter that phone. That is how the whole earth is. God created it, including the heavens. He created Mars. You have the power to have an effect in Mars if God needs it. There are some prayers that you pray that you are praying for Mars. Right? Funny, right? Because I will tell you that some of the planets, the reason why the asteroids are not banging Earth is because there are other planets that are attracting those asteroids that are flying towards Earth. So sometimes when you pray, when you say, there's an asteroid moving towards Earth, church, let's pray in Jesus' name, we can't. God will say, oh yeah, Mars, collect that one. Everything has a code. Everything has a code. There's a code for building, right? And everything is in the scripture. The word of God carries everything. So, what do Christians do? When they take that one, look for the right code and input it, it will open to you 100% of the time. I've shared this testimony many times about my friends. There was one time I used to, fear catch me. Somewhere in my mind, I just felt like, man, I'll go soon die. I'll go soon die. I'll go soon die. So I said, I will not live but die. I'll not die but live to declare the glory of God in the land of living. It did not work. That code did not work. I put it. It didn't work. I put different code. I will pray. I said, Jesus. I didn't tell my wife, oh, you want her to be afraid? I said, Jesus, what's going on? What's going on? If I move like, if I want to go out like this, I was very frightened. Continuously, for a long time. But I kept meditating. Then one day I opened that scripture. That was the quote. Which is why I can say, come to you. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, even though he were dead, yet shall he live. I said, that is it. I was in the bathroom. I said, yes, that is it. They're not born devil. They're not born anybody well. I cannot. It's only my master that can call me. So the only thing, if I know one day I say, master, I beg you, every offense, when I offense, can you forgive me? If you say, I forgive you, I'm free. No devil anywhere. Jesus said, if I die, don't worry. And I, to make one reason, Bishop Oedekpa, I heard him preaching somewhere. He said, well, it cannot happen. But if I die, he said, I'm telling people, don't raise me, so I'll raise myself. I said, Baba, you know the resurrection and the life. That was a code. It's a code of life. It's a code of life. It has, it's active. I remember, another scripture that works for me is that this thing. That one is almost physically tangible. It says, the Lord is the light of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is the light, of whom shall I fear? Every time I'm in a situation that is frightening, those days they say they are kidnapping somewhere, we are traveling on the highway, something happened. What? If fear enter me like something can happen, if that scripture should come out from my mouth as a whisper, look, I will feel like, who are they? They cannot. It's a code. It is a code. But all the codes, that's why, you see, it says, let the word of God dwell in you, what? Richly. When you reach there, you will know the one to you. If you don't have it, my brother, you will stay long in that place. There's one thing we used to say those days when I was young. It's a Yoruba thing. They say that everything has ears. So we used to laugh at everything. Living thing, non-living thing, everything, it gets ear. He said the reason why it's not responding to you is that you don't know the language. That speaking French, he understands English. That speaking English, he understands Hausa. Right? You don't know the language. But Jesus is the universal language. Everything responds to him. Everything. And Jesus said, how can I give myself to you? That's why that scripture, John chapter 9 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was what? Was God. So, that's what Jesus, how did Jesus dispel it? How did Jesus give himself to you? Because he's the Word. So what it does is that for you to take a bit of Jesus, you take a bit of that Word. So any part of the Word that you are using is a portion of Jesus that you are using. That's why the more of it we consume, the more we are being like him. Have you ever seen where they met Jesus on the road? He didn't have an answer. Very dangerous human being. He had an answer. The one where they never say, they see the thinker, he go answer. Say, Jesus answered. He answered the tree. He had an answer. He was full of the Word. Praise the Lord. So when you have the Word in you and you stay in a place of prayer, praise the Lord, you begin to activate the Word of God in you. Then you can enter doors that do not exist. You enter doors that don't exist. Jesus said that out of that scripture, go now, my words abide in you. He says you ask whatsoever you want and you have it. Praise God. Because when that word is in you, frivolity will leave your... See, they will give you motto. You say, I don't want. There are quotes that you know. I remember they used to say about that man. That CAC man, Babalola. That man will be here preaching. He has his next message. He has a preaching in maybe somewhere like this Enugu, Ekiti. That's his next meeting. There's one man finished preaching. Thank you, people. He opened the door. He went at the stage in Ekiti State. I say, hey, Jesus. We are far. We are too far. We that we are still running and we are tired. When there's a scripture that says, it says that we will run and not go weary. We never use that and finish. Some people are crossing chasms in the spirit. Praise the Lord. So you know, and those things, before the Lord exposes you, opens those doors to you, you have to be full. It has to be certain. There are people that God is sure of them. If you read your scripture, he's sure, he's certain of some people. The Lord wants to be sure of us. So that it can deliver certain types of powers to you. Not the one that after they've given you the power, he said, this brother is always smiling at my wife. Fire. It has to be sure that you will use it for what it is meant for. We are reading first Samuel in church. And I kept looking at Samuel. The Bible says none of his words fell to the ground. God was sure of that guy. That anything he says is the right thing. He speaks words in their exact seasons. The configuration of that in your life can only be done by the Word of God. So you have to stay in the place of learning. I'm trying to help us understand. There's a whole spiritual realm that configures what happens in the physical. And for you to enter that place, you have to really strive for it. Praise the Lord. So, let me read verse 8. Okay, yes, verse 7. Okay, 6, sorry. It says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Which means that you have to guard your desires. You have to watch the things that you want. And this is the way I just simply put it. If the only reason why I'm going for this thing is for the satisfaction of the flesh, it's not the will of God. If the only reason why you want to have money is just so that you can show off, or they can say you are the richest man, right? You are going to get into trouble. You are going to get into trouble, and nobody will be able to help you. If that's why I say, God, give me money, so that you'll be like that. And God has already promised, it's difficult for me these days to pray for money, because I am assured of certain things, that all of my needs will be met in the spirit. All. Everything that I need, I'm sure the Lord will provide. I'm 100% sure. So what am I asking for money for? Praise the Lord. So I can't be. If I don't have something that I think I should have, I'm waiting on God. I say, God, there's something you're working out, and I'm waiting. I'm waiting patiently. So there are things that I don't bother fighting for, because I have an assurance that all of my needs, they are met in Jesus Christ. They have been met. So, and I'm careful to be carnally minded. Because once you enter that place where your desires are guided by just for you to just have it, for you to just have that your temporal satisfaction, what happens is that death enters into your space. What is death? Destruction. Spoiling. So if things begin to spoil in your house, watch out. Right? Things start getting damaged. Your customers start leaving you. People start quarreling with you. You start getting unnecessary queries. Praise God. Be careful. Death may have entered. That's the time when, as a Christian, you kneel down and say, Father, what is happening? That's what happened in the book of Joshua. They went to fight Ai. Right? Praise God. They went to fight them. Those people beat them. Ah! They're like, what happened? If you read that first Samuel we're reading, that is, Jonathan went somewhere. These were people that, the Israelites didn't have any weapons. The Philistines started fighting themselves, killing themselves. Jonathan, they now came, they plunged them, right? Then Saul now said, let us Kukuma go and finish them. He said, let us ask of God whether we should go and finish them. The Bible says God was silent. Why? Because somebody had broken the breach. That is Jonathan. He don't chop honey. Praise God. So you want to be careful. That kind of mindedness, be careful of it. You don't want to be in that place where all your desires are just for the satisfaction of your flesh. You must learn to live things, to follow things that the Lord desires. Too much. See, it's not even, let's just be careful. Right? Put things in the hands of God and leave it there. Particularly when it comes to needs. There are things that you get, if you get it, you are in trouble. Like they say, you don't curse. He says to be carnally minded, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. Praise the Lord. The law of God is the law of the Spirit, because it says the law of the Spirit of Christ, yes, it has set us free from the law of what? Sin and death. And he said that God perished death in the flesh. So those that are flesh, in the flesh, cannot please God. That's why when you see some things that people are doing, they say, let's do this thing. Let's give charity. Right? Let's give to charity. But they are doing it in the flesh. God is not impressed. Right? Because when they finish it, they will show themselves. I remember one day I was telling somebody something. They said, this person did good to us. I said, stop announcing it. Let the person reap an eternal reward. It's not every time somebody gives something, say, this person, you come and announce somebody, oh, is this person that gave me this thing? Go need. There's no need. When you do that, you take away that person's opportunity to receive a reward from above. Just thank the person and leave the rest. Right? So and that is just on that side. But there are some people themselves, when they come, when you look at some people, they say they are doing community social responsibility, CSR, they are out there, they do massive things, but there's no reward in them. because it's done, it's carnally done. They are doing it so that our company will get this. God says, okay, your company has gotten it, and that's all. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So some of those things. So because he says, that is the flesh. But if we are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be, that the spirit of God dwell in you. Let me look for another version. It says, you, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the spirit. If the spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he does not belong in Christ. Praise the Lord. So you see, what we are saying here is that when Jesus was going, he told his disciples, he said to them, he said, stay here until I give you the spirit of God. And the spirit of God was released unto mankind so that as many as wanted him, they could get it. Praise the Lord. And there's a reason why these things are done by reason. You see, when you pray, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth. Because when you open your mouth and you ask for things, it's registered both on earth and in the spirit realm. That is the only tool by which we trigger things in the spirit. And that is why when you speak the word of God, like I was saying earlier, those are the codes with which you enter into places that many people cannot enter into. Praise God. So, you want to have that scripture, and then you have a mouth that declares that scripture. But you see, you can't declare a scripture that you don't believe. You have to believe it. It has to become real to you before it begins to walk outside. Again, it says, with the heart man believes, but with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So when you receive the scripture in you, and then you begin to declare it, it begins to happen. You begin to speak the code to the door. You begin to speak the code to the situation. Then what happens? That situation begins to give way. Praise the Lord. That is why oftentimes when a man of God is going somewhere, he says, I'm going somewhere to preach. Sometimes he will receive a word from home. He has received the code for a certain situation in that place. Or for the entire situation. It's a scripture that he has known forever. He has always known it. It's dwelling there in him. But this is the time when he needs that code. This is, he said, the situation that is coming, this is the password to it. Take it. We're in the business of passwords. Praise the Lord. We're in the business of what? Passwords. Even yourself, you need to be fully decoded. You need to have the password to yourself. Your maker has the password to you, but you are the person who activates it, and you are supposed to be in the place of activation. If you are not there, you will not achieve your full potential in Jesus Christ. He said that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, that the man of God may be what? Perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. That is, with that word of God, you build doctrine, you receive reproof, correction and instruction in righteousness, and you are moving into the place where you begin to walk in perfection. Praise the Lord. So you have to be an active participant of that. Let me tell us one simple code. When you are praying, even in church, try as much as possible. Close your eyes. Distraction is not letting you make progress. Okay, let me say it properly. Distraction is not letting us make progress. Because for me, I used to open my eyes. Praise God. It's when you open your eyes, I say, hey, this baby's head is not well. It's a good thing you are doing, but something eternal may have passed you by. As much as you can, close your eyes. So that you can concentrate and pay attention to what the Lord is doing at that point. There may be something in it for you. Some of the things that you are getting now, they are not for today. They are for 20, 40. Praise God. So, we want to stay in that place where we are sure that the word of God is entering us and is dwelling in you richly. Because that word is what is building you up and preparing you to that place. So, I wrote a scripture here. I heard Pastor Paul preach, and it was so interesting. Which again talks to the fact that when we speak, when we speak, praise God. The Bible says that there's no idle word that you'll not give account for. Some words are causing problems. Praise the Lord. Because words have effect both in this temporal world and in the spiritual one. Praise the Lord. We trigger things. It's the trigger mechanism. That scripture says that is as big as a sheep is, that a small rod is turned, that's how the mouth is. I understood it better. That scripture where in John chapter 2, Genesis 2:7, it says God breathed upon man and man became what? A living soul. Pastor, but you said that the word there is that man became a speaking spirit. The Bible says, every man who kisses lips, who gives the right answer? Your words are shaping your life. And in some cases, they are destroying some other people's lives. When my children were small those days, I can't remember who told me that thing. I told one guy, the guy is a pastor. The guy said, man, you're a man of God, dude. Look at this thing. I can't even remember who told me. The person said, when you see your child playing on the precipice, what do we say? You say, you fall down there. And then the child will fall. Say, I told you, you will fall down there. So I can't remember who taught me that. And the person said, just tell the child, don't fall down there. Don't fall down there. Don't fall down there. The difference is vast. I stopped immediately. And I told one guy who was a pastor. I said, no. The guy said, oh my God, you're a man of God. You know deep things. I said, my brother, I know deep things. Praise the Lord. You know? So as men, we have two realms in which we walk. There's that physical and spiritual one. And you know, again, I heard Pastor preaching one message. Old. One of those messages Pastor gave us. He said, men operate in three realms. The physical, the soul, and the spirit. Yesterday, the men of this church went to engage the physical one. Praise God. I was there. I was watching them. And I heard the married men. They did wonderful. A round of applause for the married men. They did well. Praise God. I will not tell you the scores, but the married men, I'm proud of them. They did super well. I will not mention names, but they did well. Praise God. Forget those single boys. We'll deal with them later. It's an exercise of the body, which is good. When I now said, okay, let me just do some. I saw myself where ball was passing like this. My spirit was, but my body was doing like, if you see, my spirit moved fast. But I said, what's going on here? Praise God. And I said, okay, it's true. They said we should be exercising the body. Praise God. Even though bodily exercise profits what? Little. Right? But godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of life that now is, and that which is to come. Don't worry. As we say, this man knows this thing. It's one of my favorite scriptures. I have to know it after all. Praise God. So, we exercise, oftentimes we are there exercising our physical body. Enugu is the capital of exercising physical body in the whole of Nigeria. Anywhere there is space, Enugu people are jogging. Praise God. Then, there's the one where you're exercising your soul, where there are people that they've read, they know a lot of things. I find out personally that if I pick up my phone, in fact, that's temptation for me. If I pick up my, maybe I pick up my phone and say, let me read Bible small. Before you know what, I'm reading newspaper, I'm reading articles, I'm reading interesting stuff. If I put on the TV, say, let me watch message small. Once I get to YouTube, I'll just see something, say, how America overcame something in 1947. I say, let me watch this thing small. It does not feed my spirit, praise God. It feeds the intellectual part of my person. So that when you are speaking English in public, you say, oh my God, this man is so Englishful. Right? But then, there's the spiritual part of you, which is the part that needs to be fed and energized. You have to pay attention to feeding your spirit. If you are just starting, when you start reading your Bible, it will look a bit dry. It may not be so interesting. That's why I like the way the Bible is arranged. Once you're reading Genesis, it's full of stories. Praise God. It's so that those of you that are just coming, you see something to keep reading. Amen? But those stories are real. And they are full of codes. Praise the Lord. There's a code there for something you're looking for.
Praise the Lord. It's full. But read.
When you read, as you pick up, you get to a place where you can't read a full chapter in 3 minutes. You know why? Because once you open it, when you read one verse, oof, the thing explodes in your head. You begin to have imaginations. You begin to understand things. You say, no wonder. This is why. Praise the Lord. Because you have spent time on it. And you are a prayerful person. One of the reasons why it's important to pray in tongues is that it opens you up to the work of the Spirit in your life. So you have to take time also to pray in tongues. When we were young, the church I used to go to, they used to tell us that we should pray in tongues at least 1 hour every day. Scripture, pastor. So, in the middle of the night like this, you see me, oh, Jesus. Oh. And I used to have interesting experiences. Because when I wake up and say, let me pray for Brother John. And I say, Father, I commit your son, Brother John, into you. Let him be full of the Spirit. Once I start like that, I begin to have understanding of certain things. Then from that, I said, Lord, in the name of Jesus, every exam Brother John is going to take, help him in Jesus' name. Now, he never told me he was going to take an exam. It's almost like things begin to drop. Praise the Lord. The Spirit of God is the custodian of all things. He says, nobody knows a man better than his spirit. The Spirit of God is the custodian of all the knowledge that is in Christ Jesus. So sometimes when you are praying in the Spirit, what happens? The Lord begins to reveal to you things that you need to pray about, even concerning yourself, concerning your tomorrow. Praise the Lord. So you want to take yourself, you want to take that and put it in action. So you feed your spirit man. You have to feed your spirit man till he becomes fat. We did a drama those days in church I used to go, where we showed one guy, very big, massive, but his spirit, not picking. But there are men that are small. But what they are controlling, right? He says, it is the spirit that gives life. The words that I speak, they are spirit and they are what? And they give life. When Jesus speaks, everything answers. God said, this is my beloved son, whom I have. He said, hear ye him. He said, listen to him. He told the whole world. He told the whole of creation. He said, listen to him. Listen to him. He's full of the Spirit. He's full of the Word. He has every code. Jesus is the master key that opens every door. In the open world, join. So you want to get to that place where you too, you need codes. I mean, after you need codes. Praise God. The problem is that sometimes what you are pursuing is small. So everything you are pursuing is physical. Praise the Lord. If you are pursuing something that will happen 400 years from now, praise God, you know there is nothing physical you can do about it. Even if you amass money, look at what David amassed and handed over to Solomon. Did Solomon hand over to his own child? You can't do it. It's not possible. Can it work? So sometimes when you want to pursue generational things, eternal things, you realize that it's done in the spirit realm. These are things where you kneel down and you begin to pray and you begin to seek the face of God and God begins to show you things. I listened to a message yesterday. The man of God said, "Now you don't understand." He said, you have to understand what the Bible says about you. He said, you have to know the word about you. He said, when they ask you, he said, because sometimes when you respond, your response is the limitation that is upon your life. He said, the extent to which you say certain things is the extent to which God can act in your life. He said, that's why when they asked John the Baptist, he said, who are you? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. He said, Jesus showed them Isaiah 60. He said, this day is this thing fulfilled in your life. These are people that they had seen their configurations in the word of God. There's a configuration for you. Are you looking for it? I understood. God is not doing one generation. He doesn't do one generation things. When he gave Abraham the vision, he gave him the vision of Abraham. He gave the vision of the Israelites in the land of Egypt. And he told him they will be set free. That's how many generations after Abraham. Abraham don't die, don't they rest. They were in Egypt for 430 years. So some of the things that God is doing, everything that God is doing, in fact, they are eternal things. What is working in your life is an eternal work. It's not working next week. It's not working next year. It's not working 2023, 2030. It's working an eternal thing. There's something that God is putting in you, not because of you, so that it will enter your children. There's something that is putting in you so that it will enter your great-grandchildren. That is how God wins. That is the essence of the tribe that we are in. Our tribe is called the Christian tribe. We are Christians. We have one master. That is God working in us through the Holy Spirit, giving each of us instructions on what we should do so that there will be a full activity, that full force, a full army that advances. Recently, Nigerian army has been having major wins in the north. You know the simple reason why? Because now, once they get up to move, they say the enemy is there, the air force is on the move. Any small thing like this, Nigerian air force is there. Now, they are always backing them up. Before, it was land to land. It was you shoot, I shoot. Now we get gum, now we get bullet pass. And I heard the story of a soldier who wrote it. He said that they came at them one day and that they wounded them. He said they did them bad. Two of their senior officers were dead. He said he and his friends, they were under one place. They were ready to die. That those guys came in mass. He said, oh, the sweet voice of the Nigerian Air Force as it came. He said when they pounded, he said they now started chasing them. He said, thunder will fire you people. They lost a lot of people. But the Air Force came. And that's how God is working, you know. Some of us here, we're Air Force. Some of us, we're soldier. Right? Some of us, we're police. Some of us, we're civilians. Praise God. But when a part of us is failing, we are not activating what we are supposed to activate. Right? The whole body is forced to slow down. There are fights your children should not fight. And I'm not talking of money. See, a man that is full of the Spirit, he can't be concerned about... See, they met Jesus by chance. Say, Baba, where your tax? Praise God. God will help all those people that are into tax business. So they are always causing problems. Where is that man? There's one man in this church. He's into tax. I can't find him. I know him. Yes, see my daughter. God will help you, man of God. Right? They came to Jesus. They said, Baba, give us tax. Peter, that they didn't know the tax laws. We should have told them the tax law that we are ministry. He didn't. He said, we are trying our best. Jesus was not caught unawares. He said, go and catch fish. He said, open the belly, you see the coin there. Some of us, if they give us that power, my brother, that's all. So go and kick out. You see dollars inside. That's all. Praise God. Jesus could not be bothered with money. He fed 5,000 with what? Have you asked yourself? See, we have read that scripture again and again. And we run in that time. We are looking for something. What happened there? Where did Jesus stop? What did he do? Where did he say, the bread? What's going on here? That is 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Ended up in 12 baskets after everybody had been fed. There's a code there. Praise God. I heard the story that was said. I don't know how far it's true about Pastor Adibu, that one time they didn't have food. They told his wife, he said, just don't look into the pot. And they had visitors. They just be serving. So his wife just put spoon like this. Pool. See chicken. See turkey. Everything was. He said, even when we cook, we don't get, but they say, I should not look inside. We know. We're not eating like this. They were serving everybody. Serving. The cucumbers serve themselves too. Praise God. Serve everybody. Finally, Mama could not hold it again. She looked into the pot. It was an empty pot.
and the miracle stopped.
Those of us that have that sense, now God say, you will never look inside, trust you. And you will never go to the market. You just say, go to the pot, don't look inside, serve rice. Say, but I thought it's soup, there's rice there together. Praise the Lord. There are things that the Lord is moving. All these things, they are not so that you're eating rice, eating chicken, eating this thing. No. It's to make the power of God manifest on earth. He says, the earnest expectation of the creature awaits the manifestation of the sons of God. One of the things I read and I understood in the Bible those days, and it helped me to understand again what it means to be a born-again Christian. The Bible says that the sons of God came. That's those angels that were coming and they were catching all the finest girls around. So if you are always liking fine girls, be careful. What's inside you? That's a joke. They came and then they had children. Those were corrupted angels mating with sons of men, as women. The Bible says that those guys were great men. They were mighty men, right? So when the spirit has an intercourse with humanity, it produces a form of greatness. Praise God. Then the Almighty Spirit is now having intercourse with you. You are an explosive somebody. You are too explosive. Because those were falling spirits. They produced men that became giants. That were doing extraordinary things. When you watch those movies that we watch, Hercules, that one that can run. That one that can run. What's his name? That used to run very fast. What's his name? No, that's cartoon. Jesus. The Greek, this thing. Achilles. That guy can run. You know, they said those were the products of those things. Those guys. You see small guy like this. You go just say, something fall under the church. Make I help you carry the church. You go carry church. The whole church. You carry it. All of us are inside. You just stay in that corner. We say, the building is going up. We say, remove my 10 naira from there. Those things, those human beings were created from that. Some of them were grandchildren. Praise the Lord. Some of them were grandchildren. However, we have now come to a place where the Holy Spirit himself, the grand master of every spirit, the creator of all spirits, is now having intercourse with us. We are the problem. We are the ones that are not intercoursing enough. Praise God. We are not intercoursing enough. We are dodging. When the Holy Spirit come now, let me see you inside. You say, Baba, I'm not in the mood. I have headache. That's why we are not producing greatness. A lot of the things that we are producing, that we are happy about, they are grossly inferior. That's why we are not producing greatness. You have to strive to produce that greatness. You have to let the Spirit work within you. You have to pay attention. You read your Bible tire. So that when they slap you on the road like this, it's scripture that will drop from your mouth. Not that they slap you, say, Mobel, what are you being? They slap you, scripture drops. Praise God. We are not having enough intercourse. We are not having enough intercourse. The Spirit of God is there. The Spirit of God is available, working in us, despite the little portion that we have made available. We are still able to fly in many instances. That's why we are not seeing gifts of the Spirit. We are not seeing manifestation. We are not seeing speaking in multiple. We are not seeing interpretation of tongues. We are not seeing all those things. Prophetic, but we are not seeing it. When something happens in Nigeria, we say, Nigeria. No, we don't even have peace that passes all human understanding. Because the work of the Spirit is limited within us. It's a serious something. We have to change. We have to engage the Spirit of God, who is constantly available. See, guys, let's run this thing. See, The purpose is not even for you to, so that every spirit, you now wake up tomorrow and say, I will prophesy to all my neighbors. That's not it. First of all, when you are full of the spirit, you know where to go and what to do. Some of the things you do, there will be small things like this. But the impact, you can't believe how far it will go. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. The Spirit of God said he's not going to fight with anybody. We have to take our place to a, take ourselves to a place where we are asking and say, Lord, have your way in my life. Lord, have your way in my life. Lord, have your way in my life. Say, Lord, I yield myself to you. Lord, I yield myself to you. I yield myself to your leading. I yield myself to your leading. I yield myself to your leading. Just pray and say, Lord, let your word come alive. Pray that the word of God will come alive to you. Pray that the word of God, that it will come alive to you. And ask for help. Say, Lord Jesus, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. I yield myself to you. I give myself over to you. I give myself over to you. All of me, all of what I am, I give myself over to you. I give myself over to you. I give myself over to you. Say, Lord, work your work in my life. Work an eternal life, an eternal work in my life. Say, Lord, I want eternity. He says that I am come that we might have life and have it in abundance. What Jesus is giving us is eternal life. Ask for eternal life. Eternal life. Eternal life does not start when you are in heaven. It starts now. It starts now. It starts now. The work of the Spirit within you leads to eternal life. Pray and say, Lord, let your word prosper in my life. Let your word prosper in my life. Let your word prosper in my life. Your word that is in my life, let it bear fruit. Let it bear fruit. Let your word bear fruit in my life. Let none be empty. Let none, no word, your, none of your word in my heart, let it not just be ordinary word. Let your word bear fruit in my life. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name, everlasting King of glory. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord. We receive that which are poured forth upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Praise the Lord.
This message was brought to you free of charge by the partners of the Cornerstone Church Enugu. For more resources and downloads, please visit our website at thecornerstoneministries.org. Our faith is based on the Word of God. It transforms us and it bears fruits for us.